case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What's up?
Hi.
What up? Yo,
hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, Riggs, so Naya Rivera was laid to rest, and it's just a whole sad story. The father of her child, Ryan Dorsey, said he just can't even imagine raising their son without Naya. It's crazy, you know? Yeah. They have a four-year-old, but she's been laid to rest. She was buried in L.A. on July 24th, according to the death certificate. And, you know, California is, like, shut down right now, so that funeral must have been small. You know, remember, people couldn't even have funerals half the time.
Yes. Funerals are getting to be an interesting thing because you see some of them that are happening that are gathering in large areas and they're like, you can't do this. But other than some people are forced to have very small funerals and stuff. The same with weddings and birth announcements. Like, everything's different now.
Yeah, somebody called me today and they go, I'm invited to my brother's wedding and there's going to be 200 people. Should I go? And I go, no. Literally, I was like, I can't believe they're letting your brother have his wedding. She goes, I know.
Is it indoor or outdoor? I have so many questions.
Well, it's in a different state.
Right.
I don't know. But it was funny because she's like, should I go? I'm like, no. Everything says don't go to groups of hundreds. Are you crazy? No. Right. Why are you crazy? But, you know, and I have friends whose weddings have been postponed because of that, too, who were supposed to get married in like a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Who 2 months ago thought they were getting married. But look, we started with a funeral. Now we're on random weddings. Let's get back to the story. Okay. This is so weird.
The 6:15 dirt is always off the rails. Sorry.
Welcome to Friday, everyone. Anyway, Naya Rivera laid to rest in L.A. They said that her cause of death was drowning. Yeah. They said that she died within a matter of minutes and that no other conditions contributed to her death. We know that she drowned while she was renting a pontoon with her four-year-old. He's okay. But the whole thing is just awful. So she died on July 13th, 33 years old, laid her to rest on July 24th. So there's the update. Yeah, Naya Rivera from Glee. Sorry.
Are you gonna teach me something about my iPhone now? Are you going to teach me something? Because I don't think this is possible.
I don't know if I know anything about the iPhone that you don't know, Riggs. Because you're like the technology geek that I turn to. And I'm like, Riggs.
Yeah, or phones in general.
My computer's broken. Can you fix it? I don't go to the IT guy because, they don't exist. So I go to Riggs.
Don't.
They don't exist at our work. So I go to Riggs and I'm like, hey.
Hey, it's my new job. It's great.
I did something yesterday that I've done numerous times on my phone that is just maddening. And what happens is I'm writing a text and I'm almost done with the text, Riggs, and it's a really long text for some reason because it just is. It's
because like you're Allie and you have a lot to say.
I'm Allie and I have a lot to say. So it's like a long paragraph that I'm sending. And quite frankly, I was sending it to a dude, okay? So I'm sending this long paragraph to the dude I went on the date with the other day. So I'm like, okay, and I go to like edit one word at the top of the paragraph, and I did that thing where it highlights the whole text and deletes it. So I had written this whole paragraph in response.
Wait.
Was done rereading and editing it, and then went, oh, God, I just deleted. I don't even know what I wrote. That was I just spent 5 minutes writing that paragraph. So I'm like, ugh. So I'm like really upset. And I've done this before and been really annoyed. So I'm like, there's got to be an undo button. There's got to be an undo button.
Well, you've told me before that when you type really long messages to write them in the notes section, that way you can add and you edit them around.
Oh, no.
You don't have to mess around in that little.
Okay.
Oh, that's when you're mad.
That's when you're mad.
I was just going to say, take your own advice, bro, because that's that what you would have
avoided. That is great advice. And even though it's my advice, I'm saying it's great advice. That advice is great. When you're mad at someone, and I've done this numerous times, don't start writing in the message because you don't want to accidentally send it. You want to make sure your thoughts are clear. They won't see the bubbles. So I write, when I'm mad, I'll write long texts in my notes, edit them, and then copy and paste them to my text.
Okay.
But that's like real fighting stuff. That's like,
that's when you
drama.
Really want to, that's when you really want to formulate thoughts and like have a whole beginning,
like,
middle, and end to the text.
I'm really mad at you and I'm about to tell you. So that's my theory. But, but I was like, there's got to be a way to get back this whole text I just wrote that I accidentally deleted.
And undo.
So I Googled, and all I had to do, you have to know, I feel like you might have taught me this a long time ago and I forgot it. You taught me this, didn't you?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I forgot
did.
It, didn't I?
Yeah.
All I had to do was shake my phone.
Yep, and it's perfect.
Like, shake it vigorously, and immediately it came up, the cancel or undo button.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? Before, I probably would have went, oh, get away, cancel. I didn't realize hitting undo hitting undo brings the whole text back.
Yeah.
But a lot of times when you're trying to fix something and the cancel or undo, you just hit cancel.
Right.
So I almost don't know if I would have hit undo.
I've done that before.
Googled it.
If you delete an email accidentally, I'm like, oh crap, I didn't mean to delete that. If you shake your phone.
You can shake the phone really hard and
then
hit
for a second,
undo.
Which is perfect because you're frustrated that you did something you don't want to do and you shake and you're like, ah, damn it. And it goes, do you want to undo what you just did? Yes, I do, iPhone. Thank you very much. That was something that's a super intuitive, smart thing that I think iPhones do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're angry. And
I actually agree.
What's the first thing you do when you make a mistake?
You throw your phone or shake it.
You're frustrated. And then your phone's like, oh, you must have done something you didn't want to do. Because they know you're going to make mistakes. It's a glass screen and you have these fat fingers that you're using. Everybody has fat fingers. You're trying to get these tiny little keys.
Right.
Look at them. The tiny little keys. It's amazing.
Right.
Right.
Well, I learned that shaking my phone brings back the whole text I accidentally deleted because I was so mad.
There you go.
And
man.
I was so happy. And I was like, this is a game changer.
But
it's good to know that I can shake the phone for a lot of stuff and undo things I did. That's good to know.
For the most part, if you need to undo something, that will do. But only once,
shake
though.
Shake it and
only
hit.
Once.
Right, you can't keep going back, right?
Right, not like a computer.
But shake and undo. Yeah, I'm in.
Is there something cool that your phone does like that? We'd like to know. 414-799-1037. Watch the Android people come out and go, yeah, but they've been doing that for years. We've been doing that for years. Saving your life one device at a time with little tips and tricks. These phones can do so much stuff that they're little like side tricks you can do with phones sometimes you don't know about. Mm-hmm. Allie just figured out when you shake the iPhone, it will undo whatever you just did. Like if you accidentally delete something.
Well, I deleted something. Yeah. When you say, because sometimes when I think undo, you know, but deleting a full paragraph, I just thought it was gone forever in my text, and it wasn't because I shook my phone, I clicked undo, and it all came back.
Word. Chris was calling with a pretty solid tip as well for when you're writing those long messages. Chris, go ahead.
So, Allie, what you could have done to save yourself a little bit of headache of trying to highlight that little word. That our fat thumbs just don't make it happen. if you hold by the space bar for a second, it turns your whole keyboard into a cursor, so you can slide through your message effectively.
I feel like Riggs taught me this, and I forgot this too. See, I'm so glad he's calling back in. I feel like I need a 6-month refresher every 6 months, like they do, like continuing education with the phone system.
Listen, Mom, we need to set you up with an appointment at the iPhone store, Mom, so you can go and sit
in
the back at the wooden table. Sit at the table.
Damn, I thought I was so cool till this moment in time, and now I'm realizing how old I am. No, I love that, and Riggs did teach me that because that's what gets you every time. What's his name? I'm sorry,
Chris.
On the phone. Chris, that's right. Chris, that's the problem is you're going to fix it, and he knew exactly what I did.
Yeah.
And he knew that I should have just held the space bar down to move the cursor, but I forgot that.
Because you probably only had to change one word or one letter.
Correct.
Really
correct.
Quick, like an F to a P or something like that. Maybe you spelled what the duck.
When I called in, I said, you know, Riggs, you probably already taught her this.
I did. That's a thing.
He did 6 months ago, and I forgot.
See? Chris, thanks so much for calling, dude. We appreciate listening this morning.
Anytime.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Yes, you can do so many great things with your phone, Allie. Are you taking notes? Taking notes? Did you write it down?
No, that's why in 6 months I'll ask you again how to do it.
103.7 KISS FM. That's Doja Cat and Gucci Mane on KISS FM. It's Friday, by the way, in case you're wondering. Today is Friday. You forget sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's a weekend. Mm-hmm. And going in effect tomorrow, Governor Evers said yesterday he handed down an executive order declaring another public health emergency, saying that a statewide mask mandate will now be required starting tomorrow through the end of September. This is requiring Wisconsin residents to wear face coverings when indoors or in an enclosed space. Private residences are excluded, so like not while you're hanging out at home with you and the kids or you and your husband or you and the wife.
Yeah.
This is fine when wearing.
Well, I got my hair cut last night, and everybody's masked up, you know.
Yeah. Wearing masks while shopping, public transportation, eating at restaurants, for example. They're saying, like, if you're at a restaurant, you're having a conversation, mask up while you're talking. When the server comes over, when you're eating, take it off. That's what they're asking everybody to do.
We don't have it under control. And none of the nation does. And our numbers keep going up in Wisconsin. And you can see that by looking at our graph. And I don't understand why people are just like, well, it's my choice. It's my, like, we know too much now.
It is.
It's not actually. actually, if they're saying they're going to, you know, give you a penalty of up to $200. However, you have people like the Racine County Sheriff saying, well, I'm not enforcing it. I'm just going to trust people. Well, Racine was one of the highest counties.
Right.
You clearly can't just trust people to make the right decision. And it's your job to set a good example. So I'm getting pissed about that because you're setting all of us back.
What he is saying.
We want to move on and you're... Go ahead.
Well, you have a party of people. You have people next door. They don't want you calling the cops on your neighbors and bogging the cops down with mask calls because my neighbor's not wearing a mask, calling the police on people. Then you have police going away from things they really need to be doing, responding to mask calls, which doesn't
until
make sense.
Until someone
what he's
gets
saying.
Sick
that's
or is
saying.
In the hospital.
Well,
that's
and then
the
risk they're willing to take when they're doing that, though. But that's what he's saying as the sheriff, I think. That's what I think.
I think he needs to set a better example and start acknowledging some of the steps we need to take to get out of this. I'm sick of it. Like, are these people setting us back? Enough. I want this over. This is crazy.
I said something on my Twitter. I said, if you're so much against the mask, why not give it a try for a little bit? And if it gets worse, everybody will say that you're right. We'll all say that we were wrong. Everyone will say that they're wrong.
My sister is in a hot spot. She's in California, and she's in one of the counties that's really getting hit in California, and they're shut down right now because it's bad. And one of her friends that she works with in the schools, her 25-year-old daughter died the other day with no pre-exist. She just got COVID, had two kids. There are people that are not sick dying.
In London.
So I don't know what more we have to say to people to get a clue.
Across the pond in London, I just watched this. This was on the BBC. Yesterday, they were talking about they're not allowing people to go to other people's houses now. That's how strict it is. It's not like you can't even go to a friend's house. You have to stay in your own house. That's how serious they're getting over there. So I don't know what the situation's
because
like.
Because they don't want to see anyone else
pond,
get sick or die.
So it's different everywhere, and that's the way it is in Wisconsin. This starts tomorrow.
Well, it's different here. It's different everywhere. We're the
Every
only
state's
country.
Different. Every
that,
state's different.
And we're the only country that doesn't have it under control. It's like insanity.
I keep calling it making peeing sections in the swimming pool is what happening. What's happening.
That's what you're doing when you go, screw it, we don't care.
I'll put the full order.
Then let those people go swim in the peeing section together.
Go drink the pee pool. Go in the pee pool.
They come in our section too. That's the problem.
I'll put the whole mask mandate, the entire executive order I'm working on to getting it on 1037kissfm.com right now.
And feel free. Yes. I want them to be able to text because I get it. I would love to. I know it's controversial and I want to hear their opinions. 414-799-1037. I do want to hear
I don't want to have a mask debate. I'm not a mask debater.
No, I don't want to have a mask debate, but
I'm not a mask debater at home. I don't mask debate at work. I'm not a mask debater.
It's uncomfortable and we don't want to talk about things we need to do. But guess what?
Look.
Here we are. Here we are still with a problem. Hello. Time to deal with our problems and not look away, people.
Just don't
Thank
mask.
You. Have a great day.
Do not mask debate in public, okay? Thank you.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie. Yeah.
Wow, this is a lot. Are you ready? I mean, there's a lot going on here with the Ellen DeGeneres show.
She's been oddly mispresent from anything lately because I haven't seen her show. I haven't seen her.
Oh, her show's
on
been
social
on.
Media. Has it been on?
She's on social, yeah. Well, maybe she's. I mean, I'd seen her on Instagram nonstop doing her show from home.
I haven't seen much
she
of
was
her.
Doing a, she was doing a lot with the Black Lives Matter movement. She was doing, obviously, a lot with COVID. She has Twitch on, you know, from TikTok.
All right.
So you think you can dance. But anyway.
So what's going on now?
Well, now she's in a lot of hot water and she's apologizing. She sent out an email to staff members on her talk show because BuzzFeed did another investigation and found 36 employees claimed to have been sexually harassed or harassed at work and on the Ellen DeGeneres set by producers, people in power. One of the guys, Kevin Lehman, this guy sounds like a real creep. He's the guy that was at work parties trying to get people to do things with him or offering it or offering to go in a bathroom. And he's like a producer. So he's one of the heads.
Yeah.
So he's like doing that to employees, which he's in power. They, you know, you're in a, it's the classic sexual harassment where people for years thought it was okay to act a certain way and it's not. And it's like, if you don't get the message now, you're out. Well, this guy, he released a statement because these people are accusing everyone of just it not being a good work environment and that you were sexually harassed all the time.
Yeah.
In sarcasm jokes, which another way people sexually harass and either are too stupid to realize they're sexually harassing someone.
Laugh it off as though you're just joking, but somebody else is laughing uncomfortably. You're laughing because you're a weird predator type person.
For those that don't know, yeah. you cannot make a sexual joke to your coworker. That you just can't. Like, welcome no. to what's people. That's what I mean. When the Me Too movement came out, I think some people just weren't educated on what you could and couldn't do at work because so much had become acceptable over the years.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, honestly, it's sad.
Watch the morning yeah. show on Apple TV Plus. It's this to a T. To a T, mm-hmm. Allie. Everything you're
well,
saying.
Well, then you have people in power who are doing it, but
yes,
they're
that's exactly
they're,
what it is.
They're important to the success, so higher up people are afraid to get rid of them because they're worried about money.
Yes, and they're covering up for other people to cover up for their things just to make it easier it's, not to rock the boat.
Money will make people act like nothing is going on.
Yeah.
Money. Yeah. It's all they need.
And fame,
to pretend
too.
Like there's no
to an
problem.
Extent. Fame to an extent as well. I mean,
yeah.
Knowing that you're part of a huge show or
fame,
something like
money.
That. All
no,
that.
We're
stuff.
Even doing it with COVID.
Yeah.
We're like, money's more important, you know? It's like, it's crazy. So Ellen apologized and said on the first day of her show, she wanted to make sure she sat down with everyone and said that it would be a really great, happy place to work. She said that no one would ever raise their voice. Everyone would be treated with respect. And she said, obviously something changed. I'm yeah. disappointed. Pointed to learn that this has not been the case, and for that I am sorry. So she sent that email out to the staff, but everyone's being investigated now. There's an internal
yeah.
investigation going into the show, and I doubt any of these producers and maybe even Ellen. I don't know who's going to be standing when it's all done, because she's not the one being accused of the sexual harassment, but people
did
that
she
she's
know
responsible
about it?
For are. She's the boss. It's
did
her
she,
show.
Did she know about it at any point? Did anybody bring
well,
things
sounds
to
like
her
a and lot she brushed of people
it under
did.
The... Did she brush things under the rug? I don't know.
That's what they said. This is the problem with the culture in workplaces yeah. when they get in these parties and they're drinking and they're, you know, people are hooking up or whatever. But you can't, you say that to the wrong person that you work with. It's not yeah. allowed. You know what I mean?
It's the Ellen show. What a scandal. What a scandal.
What a scandal. So it's going to go on for a while. I'll keep you updated.
Yeah. Hey, Allie.
Yeah.
You know when you're done watching something on Netflix, how it will suggest something and you're like, I don't want to
yes.
watch. I don't want to watch that.
It's Facebook does the same annoying thing. You're just suggesting friends.
Netflix. Stop
and
suggesting
I'm like, you know
friends
what,
to me.
I don't know these people. Stop. Go ahead.
No. Yeah. So I was on Netflix and I kept getting suggestions for this show. Mucho, mucho amor.
Oh.
Have you seen this? Of this guy, his name is Walter Mercado. He's like a very,
yeah, okay.
he's like one of the first pioneering like astrologists. Like he was a Spanish guy. He was
yeah.
born in Puerto Rico. Speaks very
okay.
fluent Spanish.
Well, so he's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, it's
not
Puerto
Spanish.
Rican. He speaks Spanish. The whole thing's in Spanish.
That was amazing what you just said.
The whole thing
he's
is
Spanish.
A lot
he's
of
from
his,
Puerto Rico.
He speaks Spanish is what I meant to say.
I knew what you meant. No, it's
so
Friday. It's okay.
Right, it is. So he's one of the first people to like do the astrological signs and starts a TV show. And then all of a sudden after him, all these people start picking up on him, like Miss Cleo and all the psychics and everybody
yeah.
with all the astrological signs
yeah.
and how one day this guy just disappears and just completely goes missing. Like nobody
like
knows what happened to
guy?
Him.
Like a psychic guy?
Yeah. Yes. And they were like, he could never imagine what would have happened to him. And I kept seeing the preview for it. We thought it was a spoof show because the
yeah.
guy, when
What's
you look
called?
At him, it's called Mucho Mucho Amor. His name
okay.
is Walter Mercado.
Something.
Which in Spanish is Walter Market.
Okay, when did he go missing? Like what year?
It was in like the 90s, right
okay.
whenever everything was getting super big. And like Lin-Manuel Miranda, the guy that did Hamilton, went and found
yeah.
him. And the story behind this guy, like how he grew to be, it wound up being one of those documentaries that I didn't think I would enjoy, but
yeah.
I totally loved it. Because he was one of the first, very androgynous. Like he looked like an older woman sometimes. Sometimes he looked like an older dude. Like he was just how he was. He wore these big mm-hmm. gaudy outfits like Liberace, who's from West Dallas, by the way. Like the
oh
big,
my yeah, oh Liberace.
Yeah, Liberace
yeah.
is, yeah.
yeah.
Like the big over the opulent costumes and the capes and the mm-hmm. smoke, everything behind him and the really
so
cheesy
he was
everything.
Into costuming and
yes.
all that stuff, yes.
It was an amazing documentary that I was like reluctantly going into. I thought it would be dumb, but it wound up being like amazing. And I was
So what happened to him though?
He's fine now. Well, he died like 3 months ago.
He went missing.
Yes.
Wait, I'm so confused. He went missing, but now he's back
I'm
and fine and dead.
I'm not
going
to tell you why. Like, I can't give it away. I'll give the whole thing away. Do you want me to tell you what happened? Why he went missing? What happened?
Yes, but don't, because everyone else listening will get pissed. Because I know I won't watch it, but now I'm like, well, what the hell? So he was okay in the end?
No, there's a reason that he went missing, and it's a horrifying reason involving legal things. It's insane what happened to this guy. So
damn it! Now I need to know.
I'll tell you off the air. The topic.
Tell me and then everyone can,
it's not about Walter Mercado anymore.
Turn down your radio for 5 seconds. Okay, fine.
No, it's more about something that you didn't think you would enjoy, but you wound up actually loving at the end of the day. Because you were like, you reluctantly enjoyed something. Maybe it was pineapple on pizza. for some people.
Ugh. Which, that wasn't me, I'll tell you that much.
I was reluctant to try it. I tried it, and I finally liked it. And I'll die on that hill. I will die on that hill, the pineapple on pizza hill, because I didn't want to like it, but I liked it.
Well, you'll be alone on your little hill. I won't
That's
be with
fine.
You.
There's more space.
All the other pineapple freaks can do it. Pineapple does not belong on pizza.
It sure as hell does. But what's something that you reluctantly tried? You wound up loving. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that number. Mucho, mucho amor. It's Kiss FM. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Something that you reluctantly tried, you wound up watching. I was watching Mucho, Mucho Amor on Netflix after it kept suggesting me to watch it. I finally watched it, and it was amazing. The story of Walter Mercado. And if you're looking to burn like an hour and a half over the weekend, you want to watch something on Netflix, highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. It was fascinating. Didn't think I'd like it. Loved it. It was awesome.
We got some great texts in to 414-799-1037.
Yeah.
Somebody said, this one's really funny. I think it's a she. She was cracking me up. Oh my God, I yelled at the radio just now when you were going to say what happened. And I'm like, no, don't tell me. I want to find out now because I grew up from a Mexican household and my mom used to watch that guy all the time. Now I'm going to watch this. Just got home from work. Thanks, guys. And I listened to you guys. I've been listening to you since I was 20, Allie. God. Well, how old are you now? I'm scared to ask.
Thank
I'm scared
you for your
to
text.
Ask, honey.
Mucho, mucho amor. One more.
You
can text 414-799-1037. You can also call if there was something that you didn't think you'd like, but you started watching it and you started loving it, or something you
Somebody
ate.
Else said they watched anime with their kid. You couldn't get me to try to watch anime. You couldn't, no.
Are there any stupid things that your kids were liking that you thought was goofy and dumb, then you started watching it?
Every show. They watched this show called like Rabbids Invasion. It's an animated kid show on Hulu or Netflix. These rabbits don't say anything. They go around like this. It's like the worst.
Wait, no words, just sounds?
No words. Just obnoxious sounds for 30 minutes in an episode. I'm like, this is the worst show I've ever seen. They're like, it's great.
I think it's great because it makes your kids more annoying, that show.
Oh, and when I look at them and I go, why are you so immature? Oh, you're 6 and 8. Fine.
I threw it on our Facebook page, 1037 Kiss FM. You can also call 414-799-1037. Something that you reluctantly tried but ended up loving. Lance said he tried deep fried Twinkies at the state fair. Still good.
They're amazing. And so is the Oreos are killer.
Yep. Pineapple freeze from Taco Bell. Can't get enough of them. Yeah. Somebody else said, Adam said octopus on our Facebook page. Jill said cannibal sandwiches. Have you ever had a cannibal sandwich? Like the raw beef?
No, but I've had raw. I've had like, steak tartare and stuff.
I have never done meat raw, like steak tartare.
Oh, I have.
Like
and like, but I did fish. It at carnivore. No, I did it at carnivore where you can trust them.
Yes.
To do it. That was okay. I liked it. I was surprised. You know what? I was surprised I liked it. Speaking of things we found out we didn't know.
Yeah.
I remember I was at a dinner and somebody bought it. I didn't order it. And then I was like, this is surprisingly good.
Tartare was? Really?
Yeah, it was steak tartare because it's just tartare is like raw steak.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I
and tuna tartare. Yeah,
like fish. Yeah. I'll eat any. I've tried octopus. I've tried eel. I've tried all types of fish raw. No problem. For some reason, meat freaks me out. I don't know why. Maybe it's because
you'll eat raw fish
all
over
day.
Raw meat
all day. Isn't that
like
weird?
I'll eat shrimp, but that's about it.
No, I've tried octopus before. Sure. I don't
well,
mind
I've had
sashimi.
Octopus, but
I don't mind sashimi like raw tuna, raw salmon. I'll eat that all day.
Sushi, okay.
But I won't eat
it's
raw
covered
meat.
In rice though.
Yeah. It is. No, by itself I'll eat it by itself like sashimi, but I won't eat raw beef. Isn't that weird? I don't know what it is about
meat. No, it's not weird actually that you won't eat raw beef. It's actually totally common, but I mean, I get why you wouldn't want to.
Right? 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. It's 7:52 on Friday, the last day of July. Tomorrow, August already.
Happy already. August.
Yeah. And also starting tomorrow, the Wisconsin statewide mask mandate that they just handed down yesterday. Governor Evers declared a statewide health emergency and now saying that all people are required to wear masks when indoors and when not allowed to socially distance, of course, as before. But you're also going to need to wear it even if you're in a store and you can't socially distance. So running in a gas station, throwing a mask, running out
I
of the gas station.
I do it when I run in the gas station. I throw on a mask. And I absolutely do. So you have to do that, though, now when you go in a gas station.
Yep. Children between the ages of 2 and 5 are encouraged to wear them. When physical distancing as well. Also, exercising. If you're indoors, you're going to have to wear masks. Mm-hmm. Like going in gyms.
Yep.
If you're outdoors, that's one thing. If you are alone in a building, that's okay. But if you're alone in your house, you don't have to wear a mask. There's a lot of exceptions. Also, if you have health conditions, you shouldn't wear one. If you have health conditions underlying legitimate health concerns.
Well, your doctor will be able to tell you that. If you have underlying health conditions, you would be in touch with a doctor on a regular basis, I would hope. So, you know. Yeah. You would hope. But listen, I get it. Cases have been going up. Luck, we're not a hot spot, but we don't want to get there. We definitely don't have it under control. You can see the chart in Wisconsin just continuously go up. And somebody texted in. I thought this was interesting. They said about how rapidly things have changed.
Yeah.
They said, my wife is a nurse at a Waukesha County Hospital. Prior to July 4th, there were only 2 cases of coronavirus through the entire Wisconsin branch of her hospital. And now her hospital is completely full. The other day when she worked the coronavirus unit, 3 people died, and she said another one was going to die overnight. A lot of people are asking how old they are, and while yes, they were older people, but in what world is that okay to let a virus that's a death sentence for our elderly spread rampant? 10 nurses have gotten it in her hospital, 2 haven't recovered yet. So yeah, that's from like somebody who's working in hospital.
That's from a
in a Waukesha County hospital. And I asked what hospital, but I'm not going to say it on the air because
and that's someone that texted into our, we just got 414-799-1037. You can call. You can text. If you want to be a mask debater, go ahead. Go ahead.
So well, I don't. You can don't debate all you want.
So here are the times when you don't need to wear a mask, because there are some exceptions. It says eating or drinking, sleeping. Some of these seem obvious. Communicating with someone who is deaf or hard of hearing. When swimming, if you're giving a religious or political or media or theatrical presentation, so long as you remain 6 feet away from other individuals.
You know, it's funny that they're writing these things out because this is like, duh, to me. Like, you know what I mean? In the sense of, but you say that and I laugh because here's Riggs. I go in stores, I wear them. I go in gas stations. If I'm out in the open away from people, I don't wear them. I totally base it on who's near me and am I inside or outside. But these some of these things that are duh, actually, it's not crazy that they put them in because you can't even get people to wear them to begin with. So the fact that they're putting all this ridiculous stuff that should be obvious in isn't even that strange anymore.
You don't need to wear one.
You know what I mean?
You obviously don't have to wear a mask to confirm your identity. You can't be like, well, I'm walking into a bank. I have to wear a mask. I can't take it off. No, we have to see your face for a second to take it down for a moment. Like, use common sense.
There is a bit of
common sense to it as well, I think.
Well, there's people peeing in the pool. Like Racine, where they're, you know, the sheriff's like, I'm not going to enforce this, even though, you know, their numbers were high. Thank you for peeing in the pool some more and not just setting a good example for the community and wearing one and manning up. How about you man up and let's all be together?
I saw, what do I do if I see someone not wearing a mask? Should I say something? The answer was no.
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 No. I don't think that's what they said. They're right.
Yes. That's what they said. Because you don't know their health conditions.
You're not the enforcer.
No.
You're not the enforcer.
No.
Yeah.
And quite frankly,
the
police shouldn't have to be. That's sucks that it's gotten to this point where the cops are going to have to be at a point where they'll probably get a call from somebody saying, hey, someone's not wearing a mask.
They enforce a lot of safety laws, don't they?
I know.
Don't they?
Protect
and serve,
man.
So maybe it's not that far-fetched.
It is, though. It feels like it.
So look at all the safety laws they enforce all the time.
So it goes into effect tomorrow until September 28th, at least, is what they're saying. But the full update is at 1037kissfm.com. If you want to read into it, you can do it there. It's like a 4-page legal document. I can't read all that stuff. Too much legal jargon for me. It's Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Naya Rivera, this is not funny. I was laughing at what we were talking about off the air, actually, that was making me giggle. But no, serious stuff. Naya Rivera laid to rest on July 24th. Finding all this out now, still unbelievable that she had passed away. But that's what happened. So she's been laid to rest. They had a memorial in L.A. According to her death certificate, I'm sorry, that's when they had the funeral. And they said that her cause of death was drowning.
Yeah.
If you look at it, it states that she died within a manner of minutes. We know that she rented a pontoon boat, which she had done numerous times. And, you know, with her 4-year-olds and something went wrong with the currents, clearly, and she drowned. So her kid is okay. The 4-year-old is with the father, Ryan Dorsey, who she was with for a minute, and they split, and they've been co-parenting. Yeah. But he just said he can't even imagine parenting their 4-year-old son, Josie, without Naya. And yeah, it is interesting because you always joke like, God, I wish my ex wasn't. This would be so much easier. But then if you stop for a second, you're like, wow, what if the other parent was gone? Even though even if you don't like them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, how? This is like a big effect. Well, one, you don't want that for your child. Nobody wants their child to lose a parent, first of all. That's like the most traumatic, okay? So you don't want that.
No.
But then just realizing, oh my God, the whole dynamic, their mother is gone. I can't even imagine. See, I can't go there. I'm going to get goosebumps and get upset again.
No,
I'm a mom. I can't talk about this stuff.
Naya Rivera laid to rest over the weekend. This past week?
It was July 24th. What day was that? And tomorrow's August, people.
Oh,
today's
God.
The last day of July.
Why gotta do that? Make us move faster.
Sorry.
Stupid time. You gotta learn to take a compliment, though. What did you learn from dating as of late?
I didn't realize how jaded I got over the past year.
What do you mean
jaded? I mean, I really let my standards drop. I really let behavior that was not acceptable in a relationship become acceptable.
Such as, just
not really... How about, what did I always say in my last one? I always felt unwanted. I always felt unloved. I always felt like, you know, he just wasn't making
wasn't
it
into,
a lot of...
Wasn't into
he
you?
Wasn't into me. And yeah. He'd be like, I'm totally into you. And I'd be like, I don't know about that. So like over time, I started realizing that all these things over this kind of like 8 month period that I had kind of let be okay, that really I wasn't okay with. I thought I was okay with it. I thought that when I got into a relationship again, that if it was too over the top, if we liked each other too much, it would be too immature almost. You know what I mean? These like immature high school things. So I ended up going for the opposite where there was no affection and realizing that that was also completely immature as well, because you either have someone who's immature emotionally one way where they're over the top lovey, or you can have the immature emotional where they have no capability of being loving because they have had trauma or whatever in their life. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there one day and I go, wow, like, I don't think I was told I was pretty or beautiful once in the whole 8 months I dated. Like, I don't even know if he thinks I'm pretty. You know, I started going, wow, like, what did I just let all this stuff slide and kind of float through, which we've talked about on the air.
Yeah.
So fast forward, I go, you know, I really want someone who's going to like me back and make me feel that way and vice versa. I want to be comfortable with myself, but I also want to know that the person likes me and thinks I'm, you know, loving or can say something nice about me, anything.
Yeah.
Just one thing.
Let me say from the guy's side of things, to the men that do give their women compliments, because I know a lot of men that do.
Yes, Riggs.
When we do, and when we say things like, that looks nice, that's a good outfit, you look pretty today, I like your hair today.
They don't take it. They don't receive it. But
no,
okay,
they don't.
Fair.
You
but
don't.
Let me tell
and
you
then,
why it's
and
different.
Then, well, then you start with, well, all the time, does this look good? Does this look good? Yes. I don't feel good today. I always tell you look beautiful all the time. You're just saying that. No, I'm not just saying that.
Well,
and that's when guys start shutting down. We're like, well, what the hell do you want from
us?
We compliment you and you don't take it. And then we don't compliment you and it sucks because we're not complimenting you. What the hell do you guys want sometimes?
I'm glad you said that, Riggs, because I do agree that happens quite a bit. But here's what I'm getting at with my situation and what I've learned. I will never take that for granted again.
Good.
Is my point.
Good.
And that's what I'm getting at with people and women that won't receive it. Because we get comfortable in relationships and then you don't even realize the love you're taking it for granted until you get in one where you're not getting any. And then you realize, wait, next time I get this, I'm going to appreciate this. So I went on my date the other night and we're on the date for like 2 hours and he told me I look good. He told me my hair smelled good. You know, things like pretty... I was like, and it almost made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, you got to a place where you can't even like have a healthy relationship because you're so used to the bad. You've got it. So I received it and I said, thank you. But in my back of my head, I was thinking, oh, this guy has no idea how little, you know, this is an issue for me in the back of my head. But I'm super appreciative that he's like saying these things. And then you also remember, Riggs, that there are good guys like you that are going to meet standards and whatever. What the woman has to do is make sure she doesn't take it for granted. So that's my answer to what you went off about, because I agree with you.
And what you
so I think
yeah and what yeah. and I think what you experienced there is a mental health thing called cognitive dissonance. Are you familiar with that?
Tell me more. And you can text to 414-799-1037 or call. Go. What does that mean?
Cognitive dissonance is when you have a preconceived notion about something and then you are presented with new information about it. Now you have this thing in your brain where you are forced to accept a new truth in your mind because
that people can be loving.
Something in you, you keep saying you want to be complimented. There's something self-esteem in you that wants that, right?
For sure.
For sure.
But last summer, I didn't need that.
You don't think something in you doesn't think you're worthy of those compliments. You're not worthy of those things. So when you hear those things back, that's the cognitive dissonance. It's the same thing. You're presented with new information, like you don't want to do something. Maybe it's something that you believe, like you really don't want to wear a mask and it's dumb and it's stupid.
Right.
And blah, 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 blah. When people get like that. And then being presented with information and seeing like, okay, maybe if health experts are saying that this is going to work, then
and
maybe
we have
like,
scientific evidence, right? All these things.
It's hard to do because there's somebody that's been like, no, I've this doesn't work because of this and this. Well,
can I tell you something that I read the other day about what you're saying?
Yeah, being able to change your perspective and adapt a little bit is cognitive dissonance. Yeah, it's a mental health thing.
You know, I love to argue.
You know.
And you know this, but like I agree with you because I was reading about ego because I, you know, this is something I have to check a lot.
Yeah.
Is that when you argue with people and you don't want to admit you're wrong, that's usually ego sometimes. Unless you're right, okay? Because
right.
A lot of times, but what you're saying is people get presented with new information and they don't want to accept it. And that's ego is what I'm saying, if the information is correct,
it
right?
Is true. Yeah.
So like I accept that, but I totally agree with what you said and I don't want to be that girl who's going, oh, I wish I had a compliment. And that's kind of what I was getting at, was that last summer, I didn't need that reassurance.
Right.
I got in a relationship and I let my standards fall. I let it get to my self-worth and my self-esteem. I've acknowledged it and now I'm trying to do better. But the good news is I want to appreciate it now when guys do treat me the way I deserve to be treated, because I forgot, Riggs, I hadn't been with enough people in years because I had been single for so long that I started to accept these things that just weren't okay.
I know that you think
not okay with me. It's about what's okay with me when I'm dating. I don't care what's okay with you. Some people don't want affection. Props. Do you?
No, that's
That's
a personal
boundary. That's my standard.
That's a boundary that you set within yourself. And that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's respecting yourself.
The point is, I was happy that he was complimenting me. I was really like just happy inside and I felt relieved and it gave me hope that one day I could find a decent guy.
You could. Maybe
gonna,
one day.
That's going to treat me right. Yeah.
Giving compliments is good, but being able to take them, that's good too. And Allie's learning that it's okay to take them every once in a while. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Which is funny that I have to be the one that has to take, like I have ever had a problem in the past.
Like
but
you
I said
reassurance.
In my last relationship, really, I really kind of let the standards fall of what I wanted and what I thought it was okay because I hadn't dated in so long. And now I'm kind of coming out of it going, wow, there are tons of men that will say nice things on a first date, you know, and just do the things that are important to me. So
some
yeah.
of us roll like that, man. Kim, good morning. You were just listening. What did you have to say?
Hi, good morning. I wanted to say thank you for having this conversation between both of you. It's really great to hear the guy side and the girl side. And I, like Allie, have a hard time sometimes with taking compliments.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like being a Midwestern girl or whatever, but to remember to say thank you and not just shut my man down is something I need to work on. So I just shot him a text.
Well, when you say things...
She just shot him a text. Wait, go on.
Because, we went out last night for his birthday, and I like to look good, but I like to look great in front of him. And he was just like, you look so beautiful. You're the most beautiful girl, blah, blah, blah. And I just kind of like, oh, gosh, thanks. But I just shot him a text and said, thank you so much for all of those fantastic compliments. You don't know what that does for me.
Kim,
you're right, honey, because the second it's gone, like it was for me, you start noticing, wait, I totally took it for granted when I had it. Yes,
well, not only that, Kim, but when we get compliments and we say things to qualify them, like if someone says, wow, you're so lucky to have that job, and you say, oh, I just got lucky, I guess, you don't say, thank you.
You don't say you're worthy of it, which you are.
Then you are devaluing yourself, and you're making your self-esteem even less, and you're devaluing yourself internally, which makes it harder to even take a compliment to begin with.
Not to mention the positive outlooks
of... all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Well, the positive outlook is changing to that positive mindset with your significant other and accepting those compliments. Yeah. I bet that changes your whole dynamic of your relationship in the end if you can stick to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So, yes, yeah. I so appreciate this conversation.
I'm glad that I had to date a guy who never told me I was pretty in order for all the women to understand that we need to stop taking it for granted.
The sacrifice. That's a cross that Allie's willing to bear.
I did it for you.
She bears that cross for us all.
I'm kidding.
Kim, thanks so much for listening this morning. We appreciate you.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Thanks for listening. Michelle, good morning. What did you have to say?
Good morning. Number one, Allie.
Yeah.
Please remember, you need to be beautiful inside in order to be beautiful outside.
Agree.
Yeah.
Agree.
My dad told me that, and I'm tearing up because it's true.
It is true. Yeah. What scared me, though, was that I was that way. I felt healthy inside when I started dating. I got myself down a tube that just was not healthy for me, clearly. And here I am trying to get back to it. So I agree. But go ahead.
You got to fill your own cup first before you fill someone
That's
else's
right.
cup. Yeah.
That's
go ahead.
Correct.
Go ahead.
You need to be happy with yourself in order to be happy with someone else.
Yeah.
There is a lot of bad guys out there, Allie. And I firmly believe at the end of the day, we wind up who we are supposed to be with. I get
or not.
A face-to-face. Exactly. Or
yeah.
not.
Or not a lot of the time,
right.
but okay.
You don't have to be with somebody to be happy. You can be happy by yourself.
I don't need someone. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
Oh, no. There's a difference between needing and wanting. I've been single for a lot of years, and my family's like, why aren't you with someone? Because I don't need them.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good. And I get a good morning beautiful every morning.
Yeah.
I am back with my first husband, who is the most amazing man. He still opens the doors.
Oh, yeah.
He's that guy, and I am thankful for him every day. And
see, I'm so happy you're thankful for him, and it's not even, you know what's interesting is everybody has different standards, and those should be met according to who you're dating for you.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's important for her that he opens the door, I think that's amazing that he still does that for her and that she still appreciates it. You know what I mean? Because not every woman, that's not a thing for everyone. Just like not every woman needs to hear compliments. It depends on the woman. You know what I mean?
On the flip side of that, if he doesn't open the door for a couple times, don't call him on it and be like, what's wrong? Are you not opening the door? Is there a problem now? Because I've had that happen before where women will overcorrect. Like if you're doing something nice for a woman as a man.
And then you stop doing it one day
happens,
and we get paranoid.
Yes, you think something's wrong. Well, no, I just didn't want to fill up your coffee thing anymore. I'm sorry, I didn't fill up your Keurig container today because I don't drink coffee. I was doing it to be nice for a while.
But
just because I stopped doesn't mean I hate you. Yeah.
Riggs, you know what's funny? This all goes back to what we were saying about taking for granted the things your significant other does for you. No, really.
Yeah,
we all do it. You know, whether it's you're taking for granted that your husband or wife makes you coffee in the morning, and then one day when they don't, all of a sudden you're like, what?
The sky's falling.
This is exactly what we're talking about. Appreciating people in your life, appreciating your relationships, and
for sure,
can't get out.
Well, and at the end of the day, I don't have to. I'm thankful I have him back.
Yeah.
And I constantly look at him. And you guys can laugh at me, but I grab his face, so he's literally looking at me, and I smile, and I say, thank you for everything you do.
Oh, that's
Is that your love language? Is, like, gratitude her love language? Or, like, what is it? What would that be? Where she really is?
Words of affirmation and physical touch, sounds like.
Him, and he knows it.
Yeah.
So he knows he won't ever take it for granted.
That's good.
You know,
that's
so
good.
Allie, I will say a prayer for you tonight.
You don't have to. It's okay.
Allie, that you've got the most amazing man in the world, and he treats you the way you need and should be treated.
Aww,
because you're amazing.
It sounds like you're pretty amazing, and I hope I can conquer your positivity in a relationship if I ever get in one again, girl, because that's impressive.
Allie, my second husband tried killing me. That's a whole nother story.
Geez.
Oh, my God, honey,
yeah,
I'm
go
so
there.
Sorry. Well, no, domestic violence is a thing, so I am happy for her that she has gotten through that, and now she's in a really healthy relationship. So that went left quick. I get it. However, I get what now it's even more intense what she's saying, the ability to appreciate, you know.
Michelle, thank you so much for calling, and thank
you
for sharing your beautiful communication in your relationship.
And I'm
That's
you're here, and I'm glad you got out of that bad relationship.
Us too, yeah.
You too, Allie. You guys have a great day.
Have a great one, Michelle. Let's go one more for a guy's perspective. Our buddy Mike in Hartford. Mike, we're talking about compliments with ladies and men.
Yes. My wife, it used to be like Allie, where not used to getting compliments, and I've been with her for almost 10 years, and I've been telling her, you know, oh, you're beautiful, you look good today. She'll ask me if she buys clothes. How does this look? Well, it makes you look like an old lady. Okay, well, how does this look? It makes you look good. Like,
they appreciate honesty, too.
Everybody does.
And so now that I have a daughter who's almost 2 months old, I know I have to make sure my daughter understands that it's okay to accept a compliment. And I've told my wife, this is okay for me to tell you you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want to do for you.
It's okay for her to accept it, too.
And she can receive it. That's right.
Yes, it's okay for her to accept it.
And she's gotten better at it. And there's been some times I've called her out. I'm like, why don't you, like, accept the fact that I'm telling you this?
Yeah.
She's like,
because she either never heard it or she had people that made her feel not worthy, so she was unable to, and she has to get her mind right, which it sounds like she did, actually, throughout their relationship, which is great.
She's come around, so it's a good thing.
Self-esteem takes a while to build, but once you do, it's great. It's fantastic. Well,
that
Mike,
is great.
Yeah, Mike, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate you guys listening in Hartford.
Isn't it amazing, Riggs, how...
You too.
You too. Isn't it amazing how much, you know, your self-esteem can get rocked by relationships?
100%,
and how badly we pick them half the time? And then... Because, I mean, a year ago, I was a different person, Riggs.
Yeah. Well, I hope you find
a
good relationship.
A year ago, I wasn't sweating anything.
Well, I also help you find a good relationship, but I hope that it's weird and twisted so we have good on-air content. Please, please.
Riggs, have I ever dated anyone that didn't have a crazy twist at the end?
All right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. It's 8:56 on a Friday. It's the last day of July. Was supposed to be the Brewers' home opener today.
What do you mean supposed to be? I thought the Brewers were playing today.
Well, the Brewers and Cardinals were set to play today, Allie. However, one of the Cardinals players is tested positive for COVID-19.
And now is the game off?
The game has now been postponed, is what they've said.
Damn! So now the Brewer, now all these people that were pumped for the game are going to be so sad.
I know. I'm going to have to sit in the stands, my cardboard cutout in Miller Park alone.
What are you going to do?
Alone for another day.
If you can't keep grown men from getting corona, how are you going to keep kids? This is what I want to know. Like, I'm really one starting to worry about this. Like, I'm already worried. Let's not kid ourselves, but you know.
This is all just literally been handed down in the last 15 minutes, so...
Okay.
Apparently, the Cardinals players are now quarantining in their hotel at the moment. So,
well, like they were supposed to be in the beginning and weren't, clearly.
Well, the game will be postponed. You're probably going to see that happening a lot. Although the Bucks game is tonight, too. So we do have a Bucks game that we can watch. They'll be playing in Orlando. The Bucks play today.
Okay, so that's good. So then, then you would have had to pick, though.
Yeah, you would have. Well, I don't know what times they were, but regardless, you can watch the Bucks later.
Yeah.
And sorry, no Brewers game today. There you go. I was trying to figure out the origin of this phrase, and I think it comes from the Real Housewives of something. Maybe the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, I'll tell you. I love Housewives. What?
I said what I said.
Well, I think that's like a general statement of the world. I don't know if that came from Housewives, is it?
It is, I think.
I mean, I said what I said before that show came out.
Yeah. That was what it was. That's where the origin of is according to the internet. But I've seen it.
Of course.
I've seen it being used more and more as of late because people are like, I said what I said. Like, for example, I don't like listening to you complain about your kids. That's like you complaining about a hangover. You did it to yourself. I said what I said.
Oh, here we go.
I said it.
You don't want me to spin this on you if you want to go down that route, because I'll be like,
Do it. As long as you say I said afterwards, you're fine.
Oh, really? So I can be like, remember when you got mad because you enabled your wife because you wanted her to do something and you did it anyway? I said what I said. How about that? We both enable people in our houses. I said what I said.
You're damn right. It's just a matter of their age and how much you're willing to tolerate.
That's so funny.
414-799-1037. It can be something outlandish that you like. Maybe you're one of the pineapple on pizza people that's like, I like pineapple on pizza. That's all I ever get on my pizza. I said what I said. And then you can drop the microphone. You're fine. It doesn't mean we're going to think you're less crazy for it. But as long as you say, I said what I said afterwards, you could pretty much get away with saying some outlandish things. Within reason. Within reason, of course.
Yes, you're not allowed to just be a complete douche. I mean, we will call you out on that. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll call you on it, too. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text. I said what I said. I said what I said, and I mean what I said. We'll talk about it next. Hold on, it's Kiss.
All right, you can go to 1037kissfm.com and always catch up with our show afterwards on demand, or use the radio.com app. How will you be spending your last day of July? It's the last day of July.
Oh my God, well, you're not going to be watching the Brewer game, because in case you missed it, that got postponed during our show this morning because somebody from St. Louis tested positive, I guess. They were going to play the... So there's no Brewer game tonight, but the Bucks are still on.
You know what's funny
about tell
that?
The story, Riggs. Tell the story right now. Right now.
The starting pitcher for the Brewers found out that the game was postponed on Twitter. He didn't even find out from the team, because it didn't come from the team. It came from an MLB insider, a guy that knows baseball, that found out about it through someone else. I don't know if there was like chatter going on. So this MLB insider tweets it out that the game's been postponed, that a couple of the Cardinals players tested positive for COVID, and the Brewers starting pitcher retweets and goes, it's news to me.
Doesn't that make you crazy when your boss doesn't tell you and you find out on the internet? I mean, that is really funny.
Yeah.
But it shows you how quick the internet moves.
Yes.
Because that means somebody inside one of the organizations told that guy before anybody could tell the players.
And then he goes, can I say this?
Which is kind of wild.
Can I say this? Yeah, go ahead. Are you sure? Yep, go ahead. Tweets it out. Then they're like, oh, crap, we didn't tell the players. Oh, wait, let's email the players.
Oh,
maybe
geez.
I don't know. It's just
funny.
Isn't
that funny?
Yeah.
The pitcher for the Brewers found out on Twitter the game's postponed.
Whoops. Whoopsie doodles.
Well.
Yeah. Brewers' home game has been postponed. But like you said, the Bucks will be playing tonight. So the Bucks and the Celtics tonight.
Yep.
What did you learn on the show this morning? Anything?
I learned that men and women, we can really, I know this is about me, but I got to say it. We can really make progress if we just communicate and have these discussions about relationships. And I don't necessarily even mean with your partner. I mean, even you and I talking about it from our personal opinions and other people calling in. We had a lot of eye-opening stuff this morning about relationships and how you handle them and what makes you happy. And I just enjoyed that part of the show today. I like the relationship talk, Riggs. You know me.
Well, yeah.
I like to go deep.
We talked taking compliments and giving compliments both.
I was saying I was having trouble taking compliments and dating new people because I got used to not getting them, which is really sad. So I got to get my mind right, which led to a whole nother discussion, and you can listen online later if you want.
If you have trouble taking compliments, Google cognitive dissonance and then do a little research today. We'll give a lesson about that earlier.
I'm working on all of that.
Good, good.
Getting back to a positive place, yeah.
I learned something from Allie this morning.
What?
That no matter how many times I tell her tips and tricks on her phone, she will never remember them ever. Never, ever, ever. I've told her before that if you make a mistake on your iPhone, if you're typing something and it accidentally deletes something, you can shake your phone and it will undo it. And she discovered that last night. She was like, I didn't know I could do this.
I had
this is
no
amazing.
Idea. I wrote this long paragraph text, Riggs.
Yeah, I know.
And I went to, and then I accidentally deleted it and I was crying. And then when I Googled, when I shaked my phone, the funny thing is when I see the cancel and undo thing come up, normally I hit cancel. It didn't even occur to me to hit undo to bring all the text back I had deleted in my text. It blew my mind.
Yeah.
So shake your phone if you accidentally delete a text you're writing.
Your iPhone.
It will change your iPhone.
Yes.
It will. I don't care about the Androids. It will change your life.
Yep.
Sorry. You know what, Riggs? I said what I said.
You did say what you said.
It's that kind of year. I care about the iPhone.
Yeah. And you can also turn that off in your iPhone settings if you wanted to. So the shake to undo. But
why would I want to undo?
You wouldn't.
No. Keep it there.
I'm just letting people know so you can forget and I'll remind you again in 6 months.
Thanks for giving me tips every 6 months, Riggs.
Hey, no problem. No problem at all. You going to hang out, play some more music for us, please?
Actually, yes. I'll be on till noon. Then I'm on vacation for a week.
Oh, that's
Bye.
Right.
I'm off again.
That's right. DJ GA filling in for you next week.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I love it that he comes and fills in. It's great. So you guys have fun without me.
We will. It's Kiss FM.
Shut up.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.